You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope all is well with everyone and everyone's safe and sound and just enjoying life. As I was just telling the producer, I'm getting ready to become a grandma, so I have a lot of energy today. I'm not exhausted yet. But anyway, I hope everyone's doing well. I'm just your evidential medium, psychic, animal communicator, living in Asheville, North Carolina, and I also do a lot of Zoom readings because I'm not from Asheville. So I do a lot of Zoom readings here in the States and also internationally. And while I'm waiting for someone to come on for their reading, I did want to mention, because this has come up in a lot of readings lately, a lot of people are healers and don't know it. So I do want to talk about that. So I'll talk about that next time. For right now, I am going to welcome Jezalyn from Baltimore, Maryland, onto the show. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am good. And you're living in Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm actually between there and Annapolis, yeah.
Oh, okay. I used to live outside of Baltimore, so it's one of my favorite places. Anyway, what can I do for you today?
Oh, I have been in a crossroads for almost all my life, and I just don't know where my journey is heading, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there was anything that maybe you saw or anything like that.
Okay. Let me see what I pick up on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tune in to see what you absolutely love to do, but I do feel like there are a few things that you love to do. I don't know why I'm picking up on dogs. Do you love dogs?
Yes, I mean, I have a dog.
Okay, I don't know why I'm picking up on dogs. I don't see your dog or okay. hear, but I do feel your dog.
Okay.
And I feel okay. other dogs around you that have passed.
Yeah.
Not sure if you've ever thought about, I don't know. I feel like you're supposed to be building something that you can call your own. Okay. I do feel like you work. But I don't feel like I don't know. I don't feel like there's anything you're super attached to at work. It's almost like you could take it or you could leave it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. I mean, but I do feel like, I don't know. I feel like you're almost like my daughter, who you communicate better with animals than with people. Does that make sense? You could say no, but
well,
that's what I'm getting.
I certainly like them more than people a lot of
okay.
times.
Yeah, I do too. I totally agree with you. Again, I don't feel like you're attached to one thing. And I am getting that. I'm getting you're supposed to work with someone and start building your own business, start building something that you absolutely love to do. So what I suggest, okay, and I don't know if this is going to help you or not, but I'm just getting this feeling, and I suggest that maybe you should start writing. I don't know if you write in a journal, but I feel like you might want to start writing down what you love the most doing.
Okay.
And then try to build something from that. Why am I picking up on Uber? You don't drive an Uber, do you?
No, I don't. But I was going to, I mean, I don't know if I should mention anything about
That's okay.
My journey or anything like that. But
you can. I mean, we only have a short time, so sure. I could help you if you tell me.
I'm transgender, so I didn't know if you would pick up anything on that, or maybe that would clarify.
So I was picking up on something like that, but I don't like mentioning that when the whole world's going to hear us, because some people aren't comfortable.
Right, yeah.
So I do understand that. I actually teach a mediumship class in Asheville to transgender folks that are in their 20s.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
So maybe that's why I'm picking up on the dogs, and not the dogs are transgenders, please. Don't laugh at me. But you can if you want to. But I am picking up on maybe I just feel like you're a healer, and I feel like you may want to start something with other transgenders to help them get through what you've been going through. I would imagine that it's very difficult in the Baltimore, D.C. area right now. It's one of the reasons why I left to come to Asheville, because I feel safer here. So you don't feel unsafe, but I do feel like there may be a move for you. There may be something coming up to leave with a partner, but I do feel like you're supposed to build your own company, your own business. It could be, I don't know, a house. It could be a place where people can go to talk to feel safe. Does that make any sense?
Okay. It does, but I do wonder if, you know, my marriage will end, and if it does end, if I'll start hormones and move through this journey.
So I'm not getting that your marriage is going to end at all. I don't know. I'm getting understanding. Does that make, not right now, but I still feel an opening. I'm seeing new beginnings. I'm not seeing endings.
Okay. Do you think the new beginnings could be me starting hormones and transitioning full time?
Definitely. I do see that. I see a baby, and yes, I'm going to be a grandma. So that's not why I'm seeing one, because this is for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. I'm seeing, for me, a baby is all about building your new beginning. So I still feel like there's love in your marriage, but I also feel like there's new understanding coming and talking. And if your marriage does end down the road, it's not going to be because of discomfort or a lack of love. It's going to be a decision that you both make together. That's just better for both of your ways of life. But I am getting, yes, you're going to finish transitioning. I just don't know that it's going to be in Baltimore. But I am getting within the next 3 years, if that helps you at all.
Oh, wow. I've been struggling a lot with it lately.
Okay. The struggle is real, I understand, but I also feel like you have a lot of people standing behind you. Does that make any sense?
I have a lot of friends like online on Facebook and on Instagram and stuff like that. But my wife knows about this and doesn't approve. And there's very few people in my inner circle that know. about this. I haven't come out of the closet yet. I'm stuck in fear, basically.
Okay. I do feel like the fear is the first thing you need to work on.
Yes.
I can't tell you not to be afraid. I do understand right. the fear. I feel like your wife is trying to understand, and it's almost like she just feels like, who are you? Like, what is happening to us?
Right.
But I do feel like she's going to understand.
Okay.
I just keep getting a stop sign, and it's not stopping what you're doing. It's you can't worry about everyone else. You have to worry about yourself. And there's just a certain point where you have to worry about believing in yourself and believing in who you are. And if you need to do this, not need, that needs not the word. If you want to do this and feel like it's, this is your life, then I do feel like you need to go ahead. But I also feel like you need to have someone. I'm sorry.
It's been a dream since I was little. I mean, this started like when I was 6.
Okay. I feel like you need to talk to someone or talk to people, which it seems like you're doing, but maybe there's someone else you need to talk to that can really help you go through, take this to the next step. I do feel like your wife's going to be in your corner. Whether your marriage is going to last or not is something the two of you have to discuss.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like there's lots of discussions.
I mean, I've often prayed that she would accidentally meet someone special and that we would divorce. And just knowing that she was happy, I think that would make it so much easier for me to move forward.
You need to talk to her. I really do feel like it's all about talking and discussing. Okay. And I know we only have 2 minutes left, and this isn't a whole lot of time to help you with this. But no, my door is always opened. I do talk to a lot of people who are going through the same thing as you, not as a psychic, just as someone to listen.
Can I find you on Instagram or anything?
You can go to my website, which is listed on underneath my page, and it'll give you the information.
Okay.
So if you go to robinwolf.com with a Y, it'll give you my Facebook and Instagram.
I'm sorry. Okay. What's the last name? Robin?
Wolf, W-O-L-F.
Oh, Wolf. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But I am here to listen and to talk. Again, not as a psychic, but I'm, you know, just to be here to help you. I think that, you know, that's also important.
It's very encouraging that you do see me moving through this journey, because
I do. I don't see you stopping. And again, I do feel like your wife will be happy. And I do see the two of you remaining friends and special, like you're a couple. And there's still that love between the two of you. So I do see that continuing, maybe not as a married couple, but as friends.
Yeah, I could see that from a distance.
Yeah.
I just don't think she understands this. And I'm okay with that, because it's, you know, I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I don't feel I understand it either.
Yeah, no, I understand. We are at time. So I wish you the best, and I send you a lot of love. And whatever I can do offline to help you, I'm here.